Hey, baby. I like seeing you on your hands and knees, all naked and locked like that. I'm glad you learned what I like so quickly. I guess not all that quickly. How long has it been? That long? Seriously? Wow. I didn't think we'd go a week, let alone 6 months. It doesn't feel anywhere near that long. Oh, it does for you. Well, I can understand that. Those balls are so blue and huge. Oh my god. Meanwhile, I've had orgasms left and right. From your tongue, from my other lovers. Oh, honey, don't cry. This has definitely made our marriage stronger. Wasn't that what Dr. Leonard intended from the beginning? You remember what he said when we were at marriage counseling camp. Explore a sexual fantasy. And you thought this whole chastity thing wouldn't last long because I had never expressed any interest in it. But baby, I never thought I'd like it so much. The way you beg and plead for release. God. And the passion you have every time you lick my pussy now. I'm sorry, baby, I just can't help myself. You became such a cute little submissive bitch that I don't know what got into me. Oh, no, it did not hurt our marriage, baby. That aspect has just made our marriage stronger. Yes, I sleep with some other men, but I only love you. When I fuck other men, it's an expression of love. And when I make you suck their cocks and get them ready for your wife's pussy, it's an expression of love. And when I tell you how much better they are at pleasing me, and I don't see any reason to ever unlock you, well, you know. Anyway, why don't you start rubbing my feet? Yeah, just take that heel off. I've had a long day at work. I know you did too, sweetheart, but I don't really care that much. You're the slut here, remember? Oh, good boy. Just take that shoe off and start rubbing. Yes. Oh, that feels nice. So, I have to tell you about today. No, not work. Work was awful. But after work, at happy hour, while I was out drinking and you were on your hands and knees cleaning up. Oof, I love that image of you doing all the housework while I'm out partying. Anyway, so I was at this bar and this lovely man started hitting on me. He was tall and muscular, and he had tattoos, and he bought me a drink, and, well, one thing led to another. He started feeling my pussy, and I pulled him out under the table and started stroking him. Are you straining against your cage, hubby slut? I'm sorry I put the spikes in there this morning. Where was I? Right, so I wanted to take him to the bathroom, but it was really unclean, so I told him our address. He's on his way, and he's gonna fuck your wife in your house. What's that? Oh, yeah, he knows I'm married, but I told him it doesn't matter, that you'll even get him ready for me if I order you to. You will, bitch, won't you? Good boy. Now the other foot. What's his name? Oh, he'll like this. Trevor. What a good name. Oh, how big was he? Well, I didn't get a good look, but I did get a good feel. I guess about 9 inches. Really, really thick, though. Like, I couldn't get my hand around it completely. Ugh. Yes, baby, he's gonna wreck me. Sorry, I just started trailing off. Don't worry, baby. I still love you. It's just, you know, what with you all locked up for the last, what was it, 6 months? Well, I need to get my release somewhere, don't I? So that means your brother, my ex, my boss. Yep, I've fucked them all. And now, a very large stranger. Yeah, get him between the toes there. God, look at you straining that thing. I love watching you struggle and whimper. Your suffering turns me on. Holy fuck, are you about to start crying? Oh, baby, don't cry. Even though it does turn me on to see you cry. I love you, okay? And I promise everything will be okay. So let's see. You made me come with your mouth this morning. And you whimpered a little. And I just laughed. But then you talked about 6 months, and I did promise I'd remember that. You're sure it's 6 months to the day? Oh, yeah, you're right. It was on the 18th. Okay, well, why don't you get into bed with me so I can take care of you? Yes, baby. I promise I'll take care of you. But it has to be really climactic, doesn't it? So lay down. Spread out. Just like that. I need to tie you to the bed first. Good? You can't move? Perfect. Now, let me touch this poor little cock cage a little. Oh, you haven't felt your wife's touch in so long. You poor, poor little boy. I guess that comes with being a chastity cuckold bitch. It jerked a little when I said that, didn't it? Why don't I suck on it a little? Do you like that? Oh, what's that? You can't feel it because you're caged in metal? It just hurts because of the spikes. Oh gosh, honey, I didn't mean to hurt you. I was just trying to give a blowjob to my husband. Okay, fine. Let's get you out of that thing. 6 months in chastity and you are about to be free, okay? Now let's see, where did I leave that key? I think it was in my dresser drawer. Okay. Not there. Not in there. Maybe it's on the nightstand. Oh gosh. Baby. I really don't know where it is. Oh god, I think I might have lost it. it. You should see the look on your face. I didn't lose it, baby. I know exactly where it is. It's in this drawer right here. I just wanted to freak you out. You're so cute. You struggled so hard against those vines. Don't kid yourself. You're never gonna break them. Well, calm down. Here's the key. Kiss me, baby. You ready to be unlocked for the first time in 6 months? And for me to, well, take care of you? Baby, I can't wait to see you in all your fullness again. Let's take our time, though. Let me kiss your neck. You like that? Your moans say you do. Wow. You're more desperate than I thought. All right. Take it easy. I'll let you out. Here we go. You ready? 6 months of imprisonment. And there we go. Wow, you're purple as fuck. You are already throbbing and veiny and... wow. I never knew what a long-denied cock looked like. But I like it. Although, is that really all you have? You know, after fucking so many other men, I can tell now why I didn't enjoy sex with you as much as them. Oh, don't cry, baby. I still love you. It's just... I'm never going back to this thing again. But I did promise I'd take care of you, and I do love you, so... let's see. Do you want me to touch you, baby? You do? I don't know. Well, okay. Let me give it a little stroke. Shit. All that reaction just from one little stroke? Wow. This is going to be fun. Let me give you a few more strokes while I nibble on your ear. Yeah. Nice and slow. You like that? Oh, look at you squirm. Oh, that's fucking hot. Let's speed up a bit. I'll watch you wiggle around. Oh, are you close, baby? I better stop then. Oh, no, baby. I promised I'd take care of you, but after 6 months, don't you want it to be a nice, long evening? Don't complain. If you complain too much, I'm going to be very disappointed, and you don't want to disappoint me, do you? There are consequences to that. That's what I thought. Okay. Now let me stroke a little again. Oh my god, this is the hardest cock I've ever felt. Oh, shit. I can feel you pulse in my hand. Faster? You want faster? Maybe you should beg. That's pretty good. Let's speed up a little bit. Yeah? You like that feeling? Oh, are you close? Nope, not yet. Oh, God, baby, this is fun. Oh, that's my phone. Oh, it's from Trevor. Oh, Wow. It's a cock shot. And it's even bigger than I thought. I'm sorry, baby. It's just, I can't help but touch myself. Here. Take a look. See how big that is? Don't you just want to dive down and try to fit that whole thing in your little whore mouth? Straight? Yeah, I know you keep insisting that you're straight, but it didn't look like that when my ex came to visit. You remember Max? The guy I dated before we met? Remember how you sucked his big cock vigorously? Because I ordered you to. Remember how you licked his cum off my tits? You didn't seem very straight back then. No, quite the opposite. You were a little cock-hungry bitch, weren't you? Let me kiss the head of that cock of yours while you look at what's gonna wreck your wife tonight. Look at you twitch. Let's try that again. Wow. Let's see, what will happen when I put you in my mouth? Do you remember how I used to deep throat you, baby? Do you think you can resist coming if I deep throat you? You can? You promise? Oh, good boy. Let's see. Let's take it slow. Look at you squirm, baby. Take it easy. You're almost screaming. Were you looking at Trevor's pretty cock? So much bigger than yours. You were? Oh, good boy. Good boy. Let's do this again. Baby, not quite yet. I want everything to be right before I let you come. But I do want to suck this thing a lot. Can you hold your orgasm while I suck you? Please? You have to promise you won't come. You can control yourself? You can hold 6 months of cum in those balls like the submissive cuck husband you are. Good slut. Oh, God. Oh, I missed sucking you. That was good. Holy shit. Look at you, honey. Slow down, you're gonna break the bed. Now take a deep breath. Because I'm going to do that again. And I'm still not ready for you to come. Okay? Oh. Oh, God. My breath. Now just keep that cum in those balls for a little longer, hubby. I'm almost ready to take care of you, but I need you to get me off first. Honey, don't complain. You know there are consequences if you complain. Besides, I've been horny all day and I haven't come since this morning. Can you imagine what that's like? Hush. Now let me straddle your face. There we go. Now show me that tongue of yours. Oh, yes. Right there. Yes, lick me. Oh, right there, right on my clit. Oh, yes. Oh, shit, yes. Oh, baby, keep going. Oh, yes. Oh, let me feel that 6 months of frustration, you little slut. Oh, fuck you, little slut. Oh, God. Oh, you little bitch! Oh, you little fuck toy! Oh, my husband, you're my little whore, and I fucking love keeping you tonight. Oh, God! Oh, God! Look at Trevor's big, thick cock. Holy shit. Hubby slut. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come looking at my lover's cock. Oh God. Oh God. Denial makes you. Oh, I don't even have words. See, hubby? I told you that I loved you. You get me off with your mouth, and my lover gets to fill me with their seed. Oh, that must be Trevor. Okay, quickly, let's get you iced down so we can get you back in your chastity cage. What? No, I didn't promise I'd let you come. I promised I'd take care of you, and I did. No, stop. Stop whining or I won't let you watch. Come on, you're gonna need to rest those mouth muscles. They're going to have a lot of work to do.